Hello and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn positive mitzvah number 58. Positive mitzvah number 58 is for the Kohen to bless the Jewish people, also known as the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim, the Kohen's blessing. As the Torah states, Ko tevarechu et bnei Yisrael. This is how you should bless the Jewish people. This is a mitzvah that's addressed to the Kohanim, or the priests, and the directive for the Kohanim is that they should bless the rest of the Jewish people daily in a specific way. So after a long series of mitzvot of giving to the Kohen, this mitzvah is now for the Kohen to quote-unquote return the favor by blessing the rest of the Jewish people. What I'd like to do is I'd like to read the blessing that the Kohen gives to the Jewish people. It's three lines. I'd like to go through it and mention some details about this mitzvah. So it's the first line is, Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. God should bless you and protect you. And commentators will explain that this blessing has to do with financially. God should bless you financially, and yishmerecha, and protect you, meaning to safeguard that material blessing, the material wealth, and the financial blessing that you're given, that you should be able to keep it. So may you be blessed financially, and may you be able to keep those blessings. The second line is, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'ichuneka. God should deal kindly and graciously with you. And the third line is, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. God should bestow favor upon you and to give you peace. Giving you peace is how this blessing ends. This, as the commentators explain, this is peace in your life with your relationships, spouses, family, parents, friends, and also inner peace, you know, having inner peace with oneself and being in a healthy mental state of mind. That's also the blessing of having peace. And finally, the last line is, V'samu et shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. God tells the Kohanim that you put my name on the b'nei Yisrael, but I will bless them. In other words, the Kohen is the one reciting this blessing, but God is the one who's actually blessing the Jewish people. A few things here. The way this mitzvah is done is this is a mitzvah that's done daily. From the Torah, this is a mitzvah that should be done daily, and it's done during the prayer, during the tefillah, and it's done during the repetition of the Amidah, or what's known as the Shemona Esrei. So in the synagogue and during the minyan, there's a point where the chazan, or the leader, the cantor, repeats the Shemona Esrei, repeats the main prayer, and during his repetition, there is this Birkat Kohanim. And the process of the Birkat Kohanim is that the chazan would actually recite word for word this blessing, and the Kohanim repeat after him. So what that means is the chazan says the word Yivarechecha, and the Kohanim respond with the word Yivarechecha. Then the chazan says the word Hashem, and then they respond with the word Hashem. So it's a back and forth that the chazan feeds the blessing to the Kohanim, who then bless the rest of the Jewish people. And this is a mitzvah that's done daily. Now, I'll note that in a Sephardi minyan, the Sephardi custom is to, in fact, do Birkat Kohanim every day. Some Ashkenazim don't, especially Ashkenazi Jews outside of the land of Israel. They don't do it every day. They do it during the holidays. In Israel, there's different customs, but the mitzvah of the Torah that the Sephardim do is to do this mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim every day. One thing I'll mention that the Chafetz Chaim mentions also is that if the Kohen is the one blessing the rest of the Jewish people, well then how does the Kohen get blessed? So the Chafetz Chaim says very nicely that the blessing given to Avraham Avinu is that V'avarecham v'varechecha. God says that I will bless all those who bless you, which extends to his children. God promises that he will bless everyone who blesses Avraham's children. So in effect, when the Kohanim are blessing the B'nai Israel, they're blessing the Jewish people, the blessing will then come back to them as well. So to recap, positive mitzvah number 58 is the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim. It's for a Kohen to bless the Jewish people. This is typically done in the Bet Knesset, in the synagogue, during the repetition of the prayer, where the Chazan feeds the blessings word by word to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim then repeat it to the Jewish people. There are three lines that we read through and discussed. This is a mitzvah that applies every day, which is in fact the practice of the Sfaradim. The Ashkenazim don't do it every day for whatever reason. And the promise is that the same way how the Kohanim are reciting this blessing to the Jewish people, the blessing will then come back to them as well, because this was the promise that was given to Abraham Avinu. And finally, even though the Kohanim are the ones who are reciting the blessing is indeed coming from God Himself.